I'm Pastor Brian Paulson, and this is The Message. We're glad you're listening here in Libertyville, in Lake County, or around the world. Center your heart now with the prayer for illumination. Listen deeply to the scripture and allow the message to speak God's word for your life.
Let us pray. Guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On this day of our musical major work, the scripture portrays the goodness of God flowing like a river into our lives through God's word. So many of us experience the beauty of music being a wonderful vessel of goodness that flows into our hearts. When we draw on the wisdom of God, we are like flourishing trees planted by flowing waters. Listen to this passage and consider, how do you nourish your spiritual roots? The truly happy person doesn't follow wicked advice, doesn't stand on the road of sinners, and doesn't sit with the disrespectful. Instead of doing those things, these persons love the Lord's instruction, and they recite God's instruction day and night. They are like a tree replanted by streams of water, which bears fruit at just the right time and whose leaves don't fade. Whatever they do succeeds. That's not true for the wicked. They are like the dust that the wind blows away. And that's why the wicked will have no standing in the court of justice. Neither will sinners in the assembly of the righteous. The Lord is intimately acquainted with the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is destroyed. This is the end of the first reading of Scripture today. May God put this reading to our use.
Well, I tell you, beautiful spring weather like we're having these days. It has me thinking about rivers and trees and light. So I invite you to open your imagination and listen to some more verses from Holy Scripture, these from the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or of sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Amen. Imagine that. Eternal light, trees beside a river, fruit growing in every season, every month, life and light. This is the promise of Scripture. And this is the gift that God offers us in Jesus, the risen Christ, the Savior of the world. Alleluia, alleluia. Now, turning to our psalm for today, I want to reach back across thousands of years, all right, to a man named Basil, who lived in the 4th century in a town called Caesarea, which was a Roman seaport along the shore of Palestine. And this is what he has to say about our psalm. Like the foundation in a house, like the keel in a ship, and a heart in a body, so stands this psalm, number one, in relation to the rest of the book of Psalms. Now, the Psalms are the songbook of the Bible, so it's good to find ourselves grounded by the heart of God's songbook as we celebrate this beautiful major work today that our musicians have been preparing for worship. Happy are those, says this psalm. Happy are those whose delight is in the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord. Now, last week in the chapel, I reminded the congregation of Jesus' law, his commandment to love one another, he said, as I have loved you. And Jesus, in his teaching, told us that the summary of God's law is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, as you sang so well as the children headed out, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. By contrast, the wicked are not so, says this psalm. They are like chaff without substance, just a husk, blown by the wind, perhaps making shallow roots in barren land, but they don't live by the law of love. Those who live the law of love are like trees, teaches our scripture today. Happy trees! Happy trees. Now, a few weeks after Easter, just before my recent surgery, I visited my parents and my sister and brother-in-law in the state of Colorado. I took a plane to get there. I know many of you often fly as part of your business, and I've learned a few things. If you get a window seat, then you can lift the blind, and it is possible to turn off your laptop while traveling. And if you do that, and if you turn off your phone, you can also turn off the screen in front of you. And if you allow yourself, you can have a moment to look out the window and ponder life from a higher point of view. Now, as I was traveling out that way, I still found myself amazed by these meandering lines in the landscape. Now, here in Illinois, it usually accompanied a shimmering river. But these lines were lines of trees. As I go further out west in America, the land becomes more arid, and I still see these meandering lines of trees, only next to them, there's just barren, sandy nothing. And I found myself pondering, because I took some time to ponder. I wonder, maybe these trees know something I don't know. Maybe they have learned patience, knowing God will send rains. Maybe they found aquifers and underground rivers of moisture deep beneath the surface. Now, for this Sunday, the seventh Sunday after Easter, there is a list of ecumenical readings of the Bible, and one of them we haven't made time to read is from the book of Acts, and it's the story of Matthias, who became one of the 12 disciples. He became one of the 12 disciples after Jesus' resurrection because clearly Judas had left the disciples. He had betrayed his Savior. His life was over. As Psalm 1 would put it, his life became like chaff, overcome by wickedness. I know there are many of us who feel the world is full of wickedness these days. And there are some philosophies in this world which presume that life is an eternal dualistic battle between good and evil, equally bad forces. But that is not the major narrative of the Bible. In the Bible, there is God, and then there's a constant parade of pretenders. 1 in 12 of the disciples lost his way. And Matthias joined the happy trees with roots drawing from deep rivers that are fed by Jesus' law of love. In Jesus' teaching, his central teaching is found on the Sermon on the Mount. And within that are the Beatitudes, which begin with the Greek word makarios. And if you go to what was one of the earliest writings of the Bible, in Greek, the Septuagint, the word makarios is used in this psalm. It means happy, blessed. Happy are those who know their need of God, the poor in spirit, for theirs is the reign of God, God's new world. Friends, when our roots run deep, our branches reach higher. And when our roots are fed by rivers of love, our leaves grow green with healing from the light of God. Commenting on this psalm, David Gambrell, our talented musician theologian who heads the worship ministry of our National Presbyterian Church, He comments, linking this description of happy trees to the happy lives, those blessed lives that Jesus describes in the Beatitudes. So, today, I invite you to lift your limbs, to lift your imagination into God's light. Today, we're going to discover a wonderful composer who taught for many years at my alma mater, you know, that Big Ten powerhouse school, UCLA. He's a celebrated and innovative composer who created this major work. The text and translation of the Latin is in your bulletin, and he's drawing from traditional language of the Latin Mass, but his imagination lifts us to the final vision of light and peace contained in those verses I read to you at the start of my message from John's glorious revelation. These lines in particular, "There will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever." So we give you today some time to ponder in the midst of your busy life. That's the gift of worship. Let this music flow through your being like a deep river. Let it flow through your heart and be happy with a deeper happiness, a joy, a blessedness. Drink in the law of love today and ponder. Are we feeding our roots? Are we reaching for the light? Lux eterna, eternal light. That is what shines in God's world forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for listening on our podcast or through our YouTube playlist of sermons. Be sure to forward this message to someone who you believe is seeking God's word today.